Secret Santa 2017. Mix 107.5 and you making a difference.
There are times when we expect that we're going to get nominations for certain families because the stories make the headlines. The stories tend to, be front and center all across the town. That was the case with this family. A lot of nominations came in for this family. A family that's certainly going through a struggle this year. A mom certainly going through a struggle this year. That'll make sense here in just a moment. Struggles, in this case, boy, very clearly beyond their control.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is one of the cases where it shows Christmas and, you know, all of it is more than just about the presents.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And this mom, you know, we said it yesterday, I think it was. We had a delivery that we played for you, a sweet family. And the mom was very emotional. Mm-hmm. And we said it yesterday that was, in 16 years, potentially the most emotional we've seen a mom get or a parent get. Well, until this one.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happens that this is another example where a mom, and you can totally understand why when you hear the letter and you understand who Secret Santa visited. She's so emotional through this.
Mm-hmm.
So emotional. She can, at times, she can't even speak because she's so emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And what parent wouldn't be? Here's the letter that came in that nominated this family. It says, "Dear Secret Santa," it came in from Angela. And again, many people nominated this family. This happened to be the one that got drawn out. From Angela, it says, "Dear Secret Santa, my very good friend Denise has two children that were shot in the Clovis Library incident. This has been extremely hard on the entire family, especially the two kids. There are an overwhelming amount of bills, appointments, and stress. Mom has been unable to return to work, and Grandma and EJ pick up a lot of the financial slack. They're a great family and deserve a huge blessing." Now look, this time of year is supposed to be a special time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be a happy time of year.
Yeah. And with this situation, I think, you know, because everybody kind of kept up with it. And so you heard, oh, okay, you know, they've been released. They're mm-hmm. okay. But what you may have not thought about is the mental aspect.
Absolutely.
For a child to be in that situation, you know, and then as a mom, you're not really trained to deal with how to parent a child.
Right, sure.
Who's dealt with that, because
sure.
It's kind of out of the realm of what you would ever expect.
If you are a mom, if you're a dad, imagine that not one, but two of your children are caught, in this case, in the crosshairs of a madman, and you're dealing with the fact, and you're thanking the Lord that they're still with you, because there are others that aren't.
Yeah.
And at the same time,
what they saw and experienced, you don't
right.
want your child to go through that either.
Absolutely not. And one of the kiddos still very much in I believe, junior high or middle school, I think it is. The other one is, I think she's 19 or 20.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was actually on the phone with us for the delivery. She's
yeah.
back at school or wherever it is that she is. And so she was on FaceTime
yeah.
with us for this. And again, very appreciative. You talk about a family that absolutely appreciates what you've done for them, the memory that you've made, a positive memory in a year that there hasn't been a lot of positivity. That's what you provided when Secret Santa paid them a visit. I want to say thank you to to Desiree and Jeremy, who shopped for this family. And just the other night, Secret Santa showed up on their doorstep. Secret Santa 2017, and another story that certainly made the news, a story that was just a unique tragedy for our town and for this family in particular.
You'll remember the events of the library and the shooting, and this is actually the two, well, one's a child and then his older sister who were shot.
The good news is we're going to go in and make a positive memory, a happy memory for this family in a time when they really need it, and that's all because of you. Secret Santa, $28,000, another family that's going to be surprised with a visit from Secret Santa. We're on the cross street now, looking for the address. We're just a short while away. How far away do you think we are, Baca?
We're probably about 1 minute.
All right, we've turned onto the actual street. Now we're just looking for the correct address. Do we have even numbers are on the left over here? So we've got to go up just a short ways more. All right, so we've pulled up to the house now. This is the address that we're looking for. We've got the Sparkle Cleaner sleigh behind us. We have all of our helper elves as well, and we're looking forward to making a memory for this family. Attack of the birds as we make our way up to this house. We believe it's this one right here. Is this what we're thinking?
I think so.
All right, let's see what happens here. Something tells me we're not at the right address. I'd hold back, guys. We don't know if it's the right address. Hello? We're not sure if we're at the right house or not. Is this it? We found it? Okay, we found it. All right. Whoo, what an adventure that was. Hi. Oh, there he goes. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
We're looking for the folks that live. Oh, I think I found her. Telltale sign. Can we come over here and talk to you? Hi.
Hi.
Can we come talk to you? Can we come in here? Is that okay? We're going to come on this way over here. No, hey, it's okay. It's okay. Okay, first of all, hello.
Hi.
We're going to get through this, okay? Your mom. I'm going to tell you who we are real quick. First of all, thanks for letting us come in your house. My name is Duffy Moon. That's Amber Kay, and that's Carrie Kelly from Mix Mornings on Mix 107.5 Radio.
I listen to you every morning.
Well, we appreciate that. The reason we're here tonight is we do a program that we call Secret Santa, and we look for families who have been through a struggle, and we offer to bring them Christmas, and your family was nominated. Can we bring Christmas for your family? You're welcome. Let's do it. Let's bring it in, guys. Okay. All right. I'm going to give you a second. And is it okay if we talk to your son?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I'm assuming this is him right over here. How you doing, bud?
Good.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
I understand it's been a year for you.
Yeah.
But you see what's coming in?
Yeah.
What do you see?
A presents.
All right. Those are all for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mom. How you doing?
I'm okay.
All right. Kind of a stressful time.
Yes, it is.
Well, listen, the community's here to wrap their arms around you. I think you know that by now, but the reality is we want to make sure you guys have one heck of a Christmas, and that's why we're here, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hi, Merry Christmas. So, Mom, if it's okay, I just want to ask you real quick, just for everybody who doesn't know, I know it's been a tough year for you guys, and certainly it's been all in the news, but do you mind just kind of sharing with everybody what's happened this year?
My daughter and my son were shot at the library on August 28th.
How are they doing now, Mom?
Noah's made a recovery. He saw the doctor last, just this past Monday, and he's got released to finally play sports. He has no restrictions. And he's going to start basketball on Monday. So he's super excited about that.
And your daughter, how's she doing?
My daughter's got to have two more surgeries. She's got to have some metal removed out of her chest and possibly a knee. Her knee's cracked still where the bullet went in. And they're probably going to have to fix that.
Now, let me ask, how's Mom doing? Right, don't worry about that one, okay? All right. Hi, is this the daughter? Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas. Can you see me?
Yes.
Can you see me okay? Hi.
Yes.
Cool. Do you see Mom over here?
Yes.
She's crying happy tears. We're here from the radio station delivering Christmas for you guys.
No, you're not.
No, we are. Honest to goodness. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's tell you what, guys, what we have so far for you, okay? I've got you over there, and I've got Mom, and I've got your little brother over here, too. And so far, what's come in for you guys, we have a tree that's been donated to you from our friends at... You're making me cry, Mom. No, it's okay. A tree that's coming to you from the Carpet Tech and our friends at Western States Insurance Group. We have food for you guys from S&S Supermarket and our friends at the Rib Crib helping you out with that, and a bunch of presents, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. We're so grateful.
Are we good, elves? Yeah. All right, cool. Mom, I'll tell you what. Obviously, you've got a lot going on and a lot of things going on here in the house. So we're just going to wrap up real quick. We have one final gift for you guys. We understand it's been a tough time, and we know that you've been back and forth with appointments and everything else. So on behalf of the listeners of Mix 107.5 Radio, just to help out, we have $1,000 in cash, okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much. Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it. It means a lot.
You're welcome. Here you go. Let me give that to you. All right, guys. Let's let them absorb. Let's wish them a Merry Christmas with a Christmas tune. All right. Jingle bells. We only know two. We only know two. All right. Here we go. Jingle bells on three. One, two, three.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Merry Christmas, bud.
Thank you, Christmas. Everybody. Merry Christmas. Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
With all my heart, please thank you. We're so grateful. We truly are.
Mama couldn't see him, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayer.
Can we bring Christmas for your family?
Thank you.
Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
To teach us how to give and guide us with the light of love.
How you doing, bud?
Good.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
I understand it's been a year for you.
Yeah.
When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend.
She's crying happy tears. We're here from the radio station delivering Christmas for you guys.
You're not.
Ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above.
My daughter and my son were shot at the library on August 28th.
How are they doing now, Mom?
Noah's made recovery. He's got released to finally play sports. He has no restrictions.
Guide us with the light of love.
My daughter's got to have two more surgeries.
They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places, grace us with their mercies in our time of need. Whoa, I believe there are angels among us.
Just to help out, we have $1,000 in cash, okay?
Oh, from somewhere. Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We truly appreciate it. It means a lot.
Show us how to live. Teach us how to give. To guide us with the light of love.
Merry Christmas, bud.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To guide us with the light of
love. Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Love.
With all my heart, please thank you. We're so grateful. We truly are.
Thank you.